Maryland approved a search warrant in August in which the feds raided Bolton's home in Maryland and his office in D.C.
White House correspondent Nancy Cordes says President Trump revealed on social media he's in touch today with Russia's Vladimir Putin.
He is having a phone call with Vladimir Putin right now. Unclear how he was able to send that message while he was talking on the phone, but he said it's a very important phone call and that he would divulge what was discussed after the call ends.
A judge who says she was startled by images of immigration agents clashing with protesters in Chicago has ordered the agents to wear body cameras. In a vote today, the U.S. Senate failed to pass a measure to fund the government, 10th such vote since the shutdown began. And as it drags on, more air traffic controllers aren't just calling in sick, they're retiring.
Now that they're not getting fully paid, some older controllers are hanging up their headphones, saying,
I'm not going to wait around for the stress to see what happens next.
Drew McQueen, vice president of the Great Lakes Regional National Air Traffic Controllers Association, fears the loss of veteran controllers will have ripple effects.
You like to see your experienced people stay around to help out the younger people.
Some controllers have picked up side gigs,
adding more stress, more fatigue.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Now to the Middle East. Hundreds mourn in Israel, one of the dead hostages returned by Hamas. CBS's Deborah Pata tells us the terror group says it needs better equipment to reach the bodies of other hostages.
Turkey has offered their assistance given their extensive expertise in recent catastrophic earthquakes.
Hundreds of people in western Alaska who lost their homes to flooding are being airlifted to shelters. Two entire villages had to be evacuated after the remnants of a typhoon struck. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy says two people who were washed away in their home are still missing.
First priority is making sure people have a roof over their head, they have food, they have a place to sleep, and try and get their lives back to as normal as possible.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 152 points. The S&P is down 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with a quick news update. A Racine police officer, already called a hero, is getting another recognition. Officer Max Golden was named 2025 First Responder of the Year after heroically rescuing a man and two dogs from a house fire in April. Each assembly district in the state hands out the award to a deserving first responder. Representative Angelina Cruz of the 62nd nominated Officer Golden. Racine schools will see an 11% increase in state aid next year, about $20 million more, while Kenosha schools face a 6% cut, losing roughly $9.5 million. The Department of Public Instruction says the changes are due to shifts in enrollment and property values. Kenosha-based Snap-on reported strong third-quarter earnings, posting a net income of just over $265 million. That exceeded Wall Street predictions. Volunteers and city workers recently refreshed Kids Cove Playground in Racine. There's now colorful new paintings and freshly stained fences. George Mitchell, a convicted felon from Racine, was arrested this week for a 2024 shooting. A criminal complaint says it happened after a fight in an apartment on Roosevelt Avenue. Police say there is video that shows Mitchell pulling a gun and firing once, hitting a man in the chest. He now faces multiple felony charges. Kenosha County's Register of Deeds office launched a free land notification service. It alerts property owners via email or text if documents are filed on their home or land. More information is available on the county's website. A heated exchange at a Brewers game went viral after a Milwaukee woman threatened to call immigration authorities on a Dodgers fan. The woman has since lost her job and resigned from a nonprofit board. The Brewers play Game 3 tonight at 5:08, with pregame coverage starting at 4:30 on WRJN. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3 for the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers, battling to advance to the World Series next week, continuing tonight in Los Angeles. Second baseman Bryce Terang on Milwaukee being down 2-0.
We know where we're at, and we know what we got to do, and I trust these guys in the locker room to figure it out, and we got a good group of guys, and we've fought all year, so I think heading to L.A., I mean, we know what we got to do.
How tough have the Dodgers pitchers been? The Brewers' Jake Bowers.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are dialed in right now. Seems like you can go an entire game without seeing a pitch over the heart of the plate, so obviously it's tough. But that being said, we got to take it upon ourselves to try and do something to disrupt their timing and get them a little bit more uncomfortable on the mound.
Football, the Wisconsin Badgers are 2-4, and it doesn't get any easier. They host Ohio State, the number one ranked team in the nation, kickoff at 2:30 Saturday in Madison. The Packers are in Arizona on Sunday against the Cardinals at 3:25. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So call Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. Light southeast winds, highs in the low to mid-60s. A few showers in the overnight. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 50s. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies with low to mid-70s expected. It's 60 at our studios.
Lady sing this song in my high school gymnasium. Yes, Linda Ronstadt and I were in the same room.
You and I traveled to the beat of a different drum. How can you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and want to say it will work out. But honey child, the forest or the trees.
Memorial Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I want.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. High school football tomorrow night. It's Waterford and Burlington, and that game, because it will conflict with the Brewers game, will be heard on our stream, on our website. So you can hear the game in its entirety at WRJN.com. Okay, Waterford and Burlington tomorrow night, while the Brewers are playing on the air here at WRJN. The Waterford-Burlington game being sponsored by Lee's Deli and Main Street Bakery here on WRJN.
Fall brings cooler days and hotter savings with WRJN Big Deals. Every Wednesday and Friday, catch the big deals of the day and rake in huge bargains on your local favorites. And once a week, don't miss the Foodie Flash Sale during the Don Rosen Morning Show. A great way to jumpstart your holiday shopping with gift certificates everyone will love. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and save big this October with WRJN Big Deals.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, the fabulous flavors of fall continue to appear. O&H's sensational pumpkin pound cake is buttery rich and frosted with their smooth cream cheese icing. Also featured are pumpkin brownies. These very generous sized treats are all of family pleasers. So stop in and pick up several. Enjoy oven-fresh, scratch-made Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Keep your swing sharp all year long at X-Golf Kenosha. Their fundraiser for the Kenosha Police Department continues through October 18th. Follow X-Golf Kenosha on social media right now to stay in on all the fun. Daily deals, scrambles, tournaments, food specials, raffles, and auctions. It's golf, it's fun, and it's all for a great cause. Don't miss out. Swing into X-Golf Kenosha today, just off of Highway 50 west of Green Bay Road. It's more than indoor golf, it's about the community.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24-7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even I added too much water to the pizza dough day?
Yep.
How about getting a call from my daughter to pick her up at the airport because her boyfriend is unreliable day?
Especially that day.
What about finding out that one of my pipes suddenly burst in my basement day?
Progressive has every day covered 24-7 with a Home and Auto Bundle. Also, you have a lot of bad days.
Oh no, that was all the same day.
At least you're covered with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Please hold my hand.
My head, get up.
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Mark Volman, Howard Kalin. When the Turtles Fell Apart, joined the Frank Zappa Band as Flo and Eddie.
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You say in that very special way. Oh, it's true. You fell for me too. And when I tried it, I could see you. And now you love me too. Say in that very special way. You taught it to me too, exactly what you do, and now you love me too.
Oh,
the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman. A Racine man accused of shooting a neighbor during a fight last year is finally in custody. Police say 36-year-old George Mitchell, a convicted felon, fired a handgun inside an apartment on Roosevelt Avenue, hitting a man in the chest. The shooting reportedly started over a dispute about cigarettes. Video evidence showed Mitchell pulling the gun and firing. He faces multiple felony charges and could spend years in prison if convicted. A Kenosha man is behind bars after posting videos on TikTok that threatened federal agents, including ICE officers. 38-year-old Andrew Stanton is charged with threatening U.S. officials after authorities traced the videos back to him through subscriber records from TikTok. The investigation began after a tip to Wisconsin's Intelligence Center. He was before a federal judge yesterday who determined that he should remain in custody pending trial. Kenosha-based Snap-on is reporting strong third-quarter earnings with a net income of just over $265 million. The number beat Wall Street expectations. Protecting your property just got simpler in Kenosha County. The Register of Deeds office is offering a new land notification service that warns you if someone files documents on your home or land. It's free and works through email or text alerts. There's more on the county's website. The Brewers play again tonight. Game 3 against the Dodgers gets going at 5:08 with pregame on WRJM at 4:30. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Connie Feldman with news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine for your Thursday afternoon. Light southeast winds, highs in the low to mid 60s. A few showers in the overnight. Lows will drop into the mid and upper 50s. On Friday, mostly cloudy skies with low to mid 70s expected. It's 60 at our studios.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, brandy, you're a fine girl.
a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Who says rock and roll isn't fun? You'll hear a party in the making with a hit song. That is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming in a matter of minutes, WRJN. News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Party in the recording studio. You'll hear it next on WRJN. But there's some tragedy goes with this story. That's coming up, too. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on WRJN is next.
Something new is waking up Racine. The new cafe where elevated brunch and lunch classics meet a bold Mexican twist. Think fluffy, delicious pancakes, crave-worthy breakfast tacos, the daring triple threat. A menu designed to wow. Pair it with signature coffee, and you've got more than a meal. You've got an experience. Upscale, energetic, and full of heart. They're a gathering place where neighbors, friends, and visitors feel at home. The new cafe. Taste the city vibe right here at 600 Main Street, downtown Racine.
This is the most beautiful season of the year, but once those leaves start falling and filling up your yard and gutters, things suddenly aren't so pretty anymore. And that's when it's time to call the pros at Get Her Done. They're fully insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. And they do the work that you hate to do yourself. Tree trimming and removal, fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, you name it. When it's time to get it done, phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. That's 262-220-2555.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers playing in the National League Championship Series. This matchup with LA being referred to as David versus Goliath.
That's baseball, so respect this team.
Manager Murph knows there's some magic brew running through this team.
This group's come together all season.
From Yelly's power at the plate to clutch pitching, your local station for the Brewers in October. 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. This one is by a group called the Barquets. And you can't tell this story without telling the tragedy that surrounded the band. The band backed a lot of soul singers in the 60s. People like Isaac Hayes and Otis Redding. And in fact, the Barquets were on tour with Otis Redding, and four members of the band were in the same plane that crashed into Lake Monona, killing Otis Redding. Only one member of the band in that plane survived. And there was another member of the band on another plane, and they rebuilt the band and continued on. But prior to the crash, by about, 6 or 7 months, they had had a hit on their own, not backing anybody. And it was a party in the studio, apparently. It's the Barquets and Soul Finger, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN. Soulfinger, the title, an obvious take on Goldfinger, the title of the James Bond movie from about 3 years earlier. The Dan Marcus Thrax Museum Nugget for this afternoon here on WRJN. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Creedence Clearwater Revival did a couple of rain songs. Cool Stop the Rain and this one, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over,
I won't know. Have you ever?
your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Thanking the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for Kurt Bowman because he's taken over from me now. He's next. Have a great day. Go Brewers.
Daytime turns me off and I don't need maybe. 9 to 5 ain't taking me where I'm bound. When it's gone, I run out to see my baby. Lord, for the night time, forget the day, a day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, and it's time to brew, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. Plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Stay up uptight time, baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. Give up a tight time.
baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. Now,
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. President Trump says he spoke with Russia's president today. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says Trump still believes he can get Vladimir Putin and Ukraine's president together.
There were discussions and plans are now being made for the Russian side and our folks, led by Secretary of State Marco Rubio, to meet, and then for President Putin and President Trump to perhaps meet again. But I don't think the president has closed the door on that at all.
Trump said he could meet with Putin in Hungary. Trump also warned Hamas today there will be no choice but to go in and kill them if internal bloodshed continues in Gaza. Scott McFarlane reports the case against former National Security Advisor John Bolton could go before a grand jury in Greenbelt, Maryland.
Multiple sources tell CBS News a presentation by the Department of Justice seeking an indictment, a criminal indictment against former National Security Advisor John Bolton, could happen with that grand jury in that courthouse. House this afternoon.
A judge has responded to a growing number of incidents in Chicago involving ICE agents. CBS's Asher Qureshi is there.
Today, a federal judge said she will require immigration agents in the Chicago area to wear body cameras. The order comes just days after a chaotic immigration incident on Chicago's southeast side. Federal agents in that incident say a vehicle rammed into a Border Patrol SUV, setting off a car chase and multiple arrests. As crowds gathered, agents deployed tear gas, exposing both protesters and Chicago police.
There was another failed vote to end the government shutdown. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We're not negotiating in public, plain and simple. And Leader Thune